Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, welcome back to another episode of Somewhat Grown Up with me, Gemma Miller. How are you doing today? How are you doing this week? Like, what's going on? What's happening? How are we feeling? We doing good? I hope you're doing good. I know it can be quite tough this time of year. I'm going to be honest with you. The night's getting longer, the day's getting shorter, the weather's getting colder. It can be quite hard, and so I want to make sure that we are really giving ourselves some self-love, some care, a little bit of self-awareness that if you're not doing okay, it's good to talk to somebody about that, and it's also good to look out for yourself and make sure you're taking care of yourself, having some like warm showers wherever you can, a warm bath, keeping yourself as cozy as possible, and just watching out for yourself. I think we talk about it all the time. And the thing is, when it comes to self-care, when it comes to self-love, I'm sure I've said it before, but it's great to do it when you're feeling positive. And I find it's so much easier to do when you're feeling positive. But when you feel a little bit down, when you're just having one of those days where you actually need the self-care the most, is when we struggle to do it. And it's where we don't do it, and then we lack that motivation, and it sort of draws us down. So let this kind of be your reminder to still check in with yourself, have a bit of self-care if you need it, journal down your feelings if you need it, whatever it is you need to do to help yourself to feel just a little bit brighter today. And I say that because it's getting very cold, and I will admit I am slightly struggling just with the adjustment. Not only in the UK have the clocks changed, which that always takes like a little while, I think, for everyone to sort of fully adjust to. Even if you feel like you adjust quite quick, I think it dramatically then changes the way that our day is shaped. Like, it is now getting dark at around like 4:30, which normally it'd get dark around like 5:30, 6. So it's like quite a difference really in how our day is structured. And it's a bit weird. I don't know. Like, I'm finding I'm definitely having to layer up a lot more than I like to. But I'm also very aware that, you know what? Sometimes you just need to do it. I have always been one to try and pretend like I don't get cold. And that sounds really strange, but I will go outside in this weather trying to wear like a t-shirt and a jumper, and that's it. When actually, do you know what? I am just turning on the full like embracing, because I don't want to be cold all the time. I want to actually feel a little bit warm. And obviously it's expensive to put the heating on constantly and stuff like that. So it definitely comes down to having to wear a few more layers sometimes. And I have been adjusting in quite a fun way, because I haven't treated myself for a while in terms of like buying myself some clothes. I've been trying to be so good. And then the other day I was on Amazon and I was buying a bunch of like essential things that I needed, like super random. I needed a scraper for my car windscreen, you know, like when it freezes and you have to scrape all the ice off. Didn't have one of those, so thought now would be a good time. Got one of those, got a new nail varnish because I've been needing a new like gel nail varnish. I got, what else did I get? A new moisturiser, because I've completely run out of moisturiser and I've been trying to like scrape as much as I can out of it for like the longest time. So I thought, nope, need a new one. So I was getting all like really essential bits. And then this morning I woke up and I thought, right, you've got the essential bits that you need. Do you need to treat yourself? a little bit as well, because I placed the order and it felt like it was a lot of money for essential things. So don't get me wrong, I kind of had to spend the money, but also I didn't really want to spend the money on that. And so then I decided, you know what, I'm going to treat myself a little bit. I've been budgeting so that I can treat myself every now and again. And so I made a little Zara order this morning, and something that actually is like quite a small task just kind of gave me a little pick-me-up. I've been really feeling not very motivated this week, and sometimes you just need a tiny little pick-me-up, and it's being aware of when you need that and when you don't need that. You know, like there are some times where I want to shop and I think actually I don't need to, but this morning I thought, you know what, I'm gonna treat myself. And then when my parcel comes, if something doesn't fit or anything like that, I will return it. But I've treated myself a little bit and I quite like that. And I haven't shopped on Zara for quite a long time, but I've been seeing so many hauls of Zara lately, and I thought, you know what, I'm just gonna treat myself a little bit, you know? So that's what I did. And I do feel a lot better for having done it. This week has been quite a fun week in a way, but also not in a way. Like, we've had Halloween this week. For me, coming up is bonfire night in the UK and like fireworks night. Obviously, when you're listening to this, that would have passed, but it's very exciting. I do like fireworks. I am actually not doing anything very fun for it, but obviously I find it really quite fun. If you're just driving around somewhere, like I think I might be going bowling on Saturday. So when I go bowling, which is such a random thing to do on firework like weekend, but hey, here we go. But when you're like driving there and you drive past and you see different fireworks going off in other places, you know what I mean? Like there's something just so magical about seeing fireworks, but not intentionally seeing fireworks. And that is a very niche sort of activity to do on bonfire night, but it's how I like to do it sometimes. Like whilst I do like going out of my way, and sometimes like in towns and cities or wherever they'll hold like proper fireworks nights and everybody goes there and you're all there with the intention to see the fireworks, there's normally like food, hot drinks, stuff like that. It's a really fun night, don't get me wrong. But also I do like the whole not intentionally seeing them. And then there's something about when they start going off and you're like, oh, where are they? And you're looking around trying to find them in the sky. I don't know. It's a very niche activity that I really like to do on like that whole weekend. But there was actually quite a lot going off the other day as well. I feel like we've hit the time of year where people just want to set off fireworks just like on a random Monday night. And I think, well, do you know what? You do you. It's a little bit scary of a sound, and if you do have pets, children and stuff like that that are scared of the sound, then I do feel for you, because that's not easy. But they're fun if you don't sort of have those other things, and I think we need to be a bit respectful of the fact that there are people with dogs and stuff like that. But yeah, it's like it's a fun activity to do, isn't it? And obviously we've got to be safe. I have never set off fireworks myself, don't ever intend to, because that's too much. Too much risk for me, and I'm not a very risk like going person, do you know what I mean? But yeah, I feel like that's the fun things that happen this time of year, right? Like when there's little activities like Halloween, like fireworks, then you've obviously got Christmas and all the activities that come with Christmas. I think they're little things to look forward to just to give us a boost throughout this time of year, because this is the time of year where we need to be looking out for our mental health more than anything else, looking out for our friends' mental health and checking in with people, because this can be a really tough year for some people. So we do need to be aware of that. And I've been trying to do that a little bit lately and making sure that I'm still seeing friends and I'm still getting out and doing things just for my own mental health, as well as being able to check in with your friends and have a little catch up and see how everyone's doing, you know, like it's really nice to do. But it's also good for us to socialise as well. Even if you're introverted like me, you've got to socialise sometimes. And it's nice to sort of do that, especially with people who you enjoy their company, right? Like it's fun to hang out with friends and do activities, even though you might not be able to like sit outside and it's not so warm outside. There's still fun stuff that we can be doing. So I hope you have had a good week, and I hope that you have got some fun things planned for this upcoming week. Maybe you haven't, but if you've got some free time, maybe it could be good just to see if your best friend is free to come around for the evening. You could just have a chilled night in, but it's a chance to catch up with someone you love, you know, like it's good to do those. If you have a little bit of time, I'd highly recommend it. It's like a nice little boost. But make sure you're checking in with yourself, self-love, self-care, all of that fun stuff that we love to do here on Somewhat Grown Up, because I definitely think a little bit of self-care goes a long way. And I'm really trying to make sure, like, I'm intentionally doing that at the minute, right? Like, with placing a little online shopping order, with running myself like a nice bath when I get in from work, something like that, just to make me feel like I'm looking out for myself. You do have to be very intentional about it and kind of consciously do it, because otherwise you forget. So maybe we just need a little reminder sometimes, because I know I do. So let's go to a break now. And then when we come back, we're going to be talking about continuing to learn every day, like the fact that learning never stops. I have this conversation with my dad quite a lot, actually, that we are just always learning. And sometimes it can be really small things. Sometimes it can be like massive life-changing epiphanies that we just come to whilst you're just like walking down the road, you know? But there are always things that are reminding us to learn and are teaching us something, whether we consciously know it or we unconsciously know it. It's something that I feel like naturally happens. I think we are, not only are we like creatures of habit, in terms of we like to do the things we like to do, but I think we are also creatures of exploring in a way that's comfortable to you. Obviously, as I was saying, like randomly with fireworks, right? Like, I'm not a very risk person when it comes to fireworks. Some people are, but there are other aspects where I am so happy to explore into things that maybe somebody else wouldn't be. We're also unique in ourselves, but I think the one thing that we all do have in common is, well, there's many things that we do have in common, but the one we are going to be talking about today is just this ability to constantly explore, to constantly learn, to constantly grow from the things that we are learning. You know, there are definitely a lot of times where I go throughout the day and I feel a little bit bored, and so I'll pick up a book, I'll have a read, and I'll learn something new. And it might not completely change my perspective, but it just adds a little bit more something to my knowledge. And there are also moments where we don't realize these things are happening, right? Like when we have interactions with people, we're constantly picking up on the things that someone's doing, the things that someone is saying, and we're feeding off of that and we're learning from that. It's quite a cool thing, right? Because when we're in school, like when we're younger, we learn all the time. You are constantly being thrown new information, like every single day, every single lesson, every single hour, you are being force-fed new information and being force-fed to learn, right? Like naturally that's going to go in. No matter how much you pay attention in class or how much you don't, something is going in somewhere and you're learning something along the way. Then we leave school and it's like, right, well, what new do I have to learn? What else is there to explore? And leaving school opens up a whole new world that you were never even taught about, that all of a sudden you have to learn and you have to explore and you have to continue learning every single day new information, not only in our interactions with people, but in general. Like we've been talking about for a couple of weeks, and we're actually going to talk about it in the dilemma today about moving out. The amount of stuff I have already had to learn in order to try and wrap my head around moving out feels a little bit crazy. And I'm not even at the point where I am moving out yet. So I know there is so much more to come. Whatever part of our life we are in, we're always learning something new. And I think that's really fun. And I think at the times where we feel the most stagnant and we feel the most bored in our day-to-day life, I really wonder whether that is related to how much we are learning. Because you know you have days where you might sit in front of the TV, like just watching the TV. Next thing you know, you've picked up your phone, you're scrolling through TikTok, and you're sort of going through the motions, but you're a little bit bored. In a sense, right? Like you change up the activity you're doing, or you might not. You might just sit there, you might have a nap. And don't get me wrong, I love days like that. I love cozy days like that where you do absolutely nothing. But do you ever find sometimes at the end of the day, you feel more bored than when you started the day? And I wonder whether that is because we haven't learnt so much new information from those days. You know, when you go into a job, and you're sat there, you're doing the same task you do every single day. There's nothing challenging, there's nothing new there. And so you get bored. How do we feel about the fact that that could actually be down to we're not learning new information? Like there's nothing pushing us forward. There are so many theories that as humans, we are constantly striving to achieve something or to achieve a goal or to improve ourselves. And whilst I have different opinions on those theories, I feel like there is elements of them that we can apply to ourselves, right? And I know when I have a day where I sit down and I do nothing, I go to work, I come home, I don't really feel like I am achieving much, is when I then start to feel the most lowest. Right. And then in combination at the minute with the time of year we're in, the fact that it's a little bit darker outside, the days are getting a little bit shorter, we're not getting as much sunlight as we did during the summer. All of that combined together, I think can make us feel quite down some days. But actually, if we just try to do a little something to keep us learning every day, I've been noticing when I've been feeling like this, I did like a little experiment on myself where I would pick up my nonfiction book. And it's all about psychology because, as you know, I love a little bit of psychology. And I would have a read of like not even a whole chapter, maybe 10 pages, maybe half a chapter, depending on how long I had to read, right? And I would, in about an hour's time after finishing doing that activity, I'd feel a little bit better. And it's because I picked up something from that book, right? Like I picked up a new bit of information, whether it was relevant to me or not, it gave me a little bit of a boost. Like when I see a TikTok video that teaches me something, it makes me feel like a little bit better. Especially, I think, when it is something that we can apply to ourselves and apply to our life. Obviously, that helped a lot. But not only that, when it's just a random bit of information that, you never know, might come up in a pub quiz at some point. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's interesting and it's something to learn, and we're always learning tiny little nuggets of information, and they go through our little feedback systems that we have going on. And I think that's really cool, but I do think sometimes we have to be intentional about it, and we have to, in a way, feed ourselves that information to keep ourselves striving. Because whilst a lot of the time these things do sort of come just naturally throughout our day to day, they also can be taught by us and they can sort of be led by us in order to reach whatever goals it is we want to reach, right? I don't know, it's an interesting conversation to have because I do think we are learning every single day. I don't think we ever stop learning. I think that is a part of life as it is. But actually that can be used to our benefit as well as just being a natural thing that we do on the day to day. It can be utilized by us in whatever way we want to use it, right? Like what bits of information do you want to learn throughout the day? What do you want to get out of the fact that we are always learning? Have a little think about it and definitely let me know your opinions on it as well, because I feel like there is definitely something to it that we can kind of unlock. But what is that? That's the thing. That's what I'm kind of trying to figure out. But I definitely find it intrigues me a lot to learn every single day. And it gives me something to feel like I'm striving for, you know, which helps me and my motivation personally. You might not feel the same way about it, but if you do, then I definitely think it's something that is worth having a little think about. So let's go to another break, and then we're going to go back to a topic that we talk about quite frequently, but I feel like it is just a topic that a lot of people have on their mind at the minute. So we're going to be talking about moving out in this week's listener dilemma. So let's go to a break, then we shall get into the dilemma. So this week's listener dilemma was sent to me over on Instagram. And obviously, as I was saying before the break, we are going to be talking about moving out, but this is a different perspective that I want to get into. So let's take a listen. Hey Gemma, you have mentioned moving out in recent episodes, and I am having an issue with this that I don't know what to do. It's going to sound weird, so settle in. I have been saving to move out for 8 years now. I am 30, so it feels like the right time. Anyway, my boyfriend found out about the money I have saved up to move out, and now keeps talking about us moving in together. But I don't think I see myself living with him yet. I like the idea of moving out alone first and then moving in together later. Also, he doesn't have money to move out, so I feel like he is relying on me for this move when I don't think I am comfortable with that. So I feel like this dilemma is obviously a very different point of view to moving out to what we've been previously discussing, and it's interesting to get the different sides of things because I completely feel for you here, and I think this is a tough one when it comes to moving out because especially when you're single, you can sort of have your own idea of what moving out is going to be. But then when you're in a relationship, it's kind of like you have to navigate what you want in terms of moving out versus what they want in terms of moving out. And it sounds like to me here that he has possibly heard how much money you have saved up or knows that you have money saved up, and so has instantly seen that as his, in a sense, if we're playing Monopoly, like his get out of jail free card. You know, like he has seen you as being the key to being able to get him to move out, when actually it is completely okay that this is how you feel and that you want to move out on your own first. Like, I totally understand that. Sometimes the idea of moving out can be really scary, and so we want to push ourselves to do it on our own first, to adapt to our own space, see what it's like literally just to move out without having to also move in with somebody else, right? Like, I get where you're coming from, and I think you've worked so hard and you should be so proud of yourself. To save up for 8 years to move out is so amazing. Like, honestly, I can look up to that so much, and that is so admirable, right? And that's amazing. So the fact that you want to do it on your own, you've worked hard for that. You've saved up your money for that. You 100% can do that. I just think you need to explain to him what is going on with that and where your head is at. Because I think he is potentially at the minute got the idea and is running wild with it. And sometimes you just need to rein people in. You know, you need to let him know that actually that is not how you see it going. You see yourself moving out first on your own, and then you want to move in with him later. You're not saying you're never going to move in with him. You're just saying that you want to wait a little bit until you properly move in with each other. You want your own space first. That is completely understandable. And of course, he could have an emotional reaction towards that, which we do have to take into account. But I think you do have to spread your opinion. And also, when it does come to moving in with him, if you're in different like places financially, one, you do have to sort of sit down and have that discussion with your partner at the time to discuss how you're going to split the finances differently, right? Like, if you're earning significantly different to him, then that means the payments would have to be different. If you were putting the whole deposit down yourself, then obviously you own partially more of the house than he does, right? So you have to figure out what works for you in your relationship. Do you want to go 50-50? Would you want to go like 75-25, you know? And it has to be written down. But obviously, you don't want to do that to start. And that is so okay. You just need to tell him. you know, you need to sit down and have that conversation with him. It's a horrible conversation to think about having, but I think that's definitely a good idea, because I do think he has just sort of made assumptions in his head without asking you your opinion, which can be easily done by people, right? Like, that isn't a fault in him. We can often just make assumptions unless we are told differently, you know? So maybe it's up to you to sort of have to tell him differently, but know that you are completely within your right to say that. Like, that is totally okay to feel that way and to feel like you don't want to move in with him straight away. You're not saying never, you're just saying not right now, you know? And he needs to understand that and sort of be respectful of that when it comes to this, because I can tell that you are sort of going through like a little battle in your head about it, because it's not easy to do. It's not an easy conversation to have, but I do think it is one that could be said and could clear up a lot of things, and then hopefully you'll feel a little bit better about it as well, because money is just such, I don't know why we have such a like stigma about talking about money and about talking about moving out and stuff like that. We should be way more open in having these conversations, but we're not. And I don't know why we're not. We're just not. And I think we need to break that and actually have that conversation, especially when it comes to like boyfriends, partners, girlfriends, everything like that. We need to be open and honest in the conversation. And I think that's all you need to do. It sounds simple. It probably won't feel so simple, but I definitely feel like that's the way this is going. But it is so amazing that you have got this money saved up. You're feeling like you're ready to move out on your own. That is going to be such an amazing journey. And I don't want you to lose sight of that just because you have a boyfriend who's sort of trying to steer you to move in with him straight away. You know, because I think this is, once you've had the discussion and that conversation and been open with each other about where you feel like you're at, then I feel like it's going to be such an amazing journey, because that's a long time to like save up money, get yourself ready to move out, everything like that. Incredible. And you should be so proud of yourself, because that is amazing. So thank you so much for sending in this dilemma, and I wish you the best of luck in everything that you are doing, and I hope you have the best time when you do move out, whenever the time is right, whether it's on your own, whether it's with him, whatever it is that you decide to do, good luck, because it's a fun journey. It's going to be a stressful journey, but it will be fun. So thank you so much for listening to today's episode. That is all from me. I have really loved sitting down and getting the chance to have a little chat, a little catch up with you this week. So I hope you have an amazing week, whatever it is you are getting up to. And I shall catch up with you again in next week's episode. Bye.